And like Felipe said, it was 7 years ago that I came to this church and that God has started a great work with inside of my life. Amen. And I'm grateful for that. And I'll never forget that day that I got saved. Amen. Because it was Halloween. Amen. I'll never forget that day. Halloween 2010. Amen. Where God stepped into my life. And I've never been the same since, amen. And I want to thank God for our pastors who continues to invest in us, amen. Makes deposits every single day, whether it's through a voice, a phone call, or whether it's through just simple prayer, amen. Because we know that that prayer works, right? So I thank God for our pastors. I thank God for my wife and for my children, amen, that has been a blessing to my life. And for the women's home, Sister Connie, amen, who's been a blessing, amen. For the men's home, who's been a blessing to our lives, amen. And for everybody who's been taking part within what's taking place within this church, amen. Because we know that it's because of faithful people that we're at where we're at today, amen. But it's also because of a faithful God that we're at where we're at today, amen. So here this day, the title to today's message is Disciples Never Forget. Disciples never forget. And as I open up, I want to go to the book of Psalms, chapter 103, verse 1 through 5. Verse 1 reads, it says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he has done for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like eagles." Let's pray. Father, we just come before you, God, grateful and thankful, God, for all that you have done, Lord, and all that you're going to continue to do, God. I pray that you put me to the side, that you take full control, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' mighty and powerful name, and the church of God says, amen. I'm going to read that again. It says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget." Tell your neighbor, never forget. "May I never forget the good things he has done for me. He forgives all my sins and heals my diseases. He redeems me from death." How many were dead when they came to the church? "He redeemed me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like an eagle." Amen. To hear this night, this was David pleading to God. Amen. And he was pleading to him. He was saying, "Man, God, let me never forget all the good things that you have done within my life. Let me never forget that day that I was supposed to die, but you have saved me. Never, let me never forget all the great things that you have already done." See, he was a true disciple of God. Amen. He said, "Let me never forget." Amen. The God who forgave all my sins, not just some of my sins. He said, all my sins. Let me never forget that he healed me from all my diseases. He redeemed me from death and crowned me with love and tender mercies. Amen. Let me never forget. See, here this day, we got to remember the way that we came into this church. Amen. This tells me that King David, knowing who David was, amen, he was a man that was after God's own heart. And he had to plead with God and say, "God, you know what? Let me never forget." That means that us as people this day need to plead the same way with God, the way that King David did. Amen. This tells me that, you know what? At times we can forget what God has done within in our lives. Amen. We can go and think we're at a place where we don't have to look back at what took place when we first got saved. Amen. See, I remember when I came into this church 7 years ago. I remember that day where I wasn't even looking for God. I remember that he stepped into my life when I didn't even have an open heart, an open door for him to walk through. But I allowed God at the altars to come into my heart. See, we need to remember those days. Amen. I don't forget those days where I was hung in the toilet when I was all pilled out, right? All drunk, all high. I don't forget those days where I was at the club and I felt like I had no purpose and I felt like I didn't know what to do, so I might as well get high. I don't forget those days where I used to just pop pills and smoke weed in the room, and I come out and my kids are waiting there looking for their father, amen. I don't forget that I was a horrible father before I came to Christ. That thought I had it all together, I don't forget that, amen. And because of that, I'm grateful for my kids, amen. I don't deserve to be a father. But this day, God has shown me, amen. He has given me, he has redeemed me from death and crowned me with love and tender mercies, amen. I don't deserve to be a father, but God saw the best in me even when I couldn't see it in myself. Amen. See, he started to work within me before I even gave my life to him. See, it was there when I first had my daughter that you know, I was stealing cars and I was popping pills and all these things, but that's when God started to work within my life, when I first had my daughter Bella. Amen. He knew exactly what I needed in order for me to kind of, I wouldn't say draw closer to him, but at the time, kind of drift back away from the things that I was doing, amen? But I never forget those days, those sleepless nights, those days of going to work just all tweaked out on pills, and I don't forget all those things that I came to the church with. Have you forgotten how you came into the church, amen? I don't forget those Sundays where I didn't come to church and I got that phone call like, hey, brother, we missed you at church, amen? Never forget those simple things, amen? Because that's where God is able to show you, hey, look, this is who you used to be. You remember when you came into the church and you had pills in your car and you had that blunt rolled up, right? See, we got to remember how we came in, because there's other people that are going to come in right behind us that are going to be the same way that we came in, right? And sometimes people could look down on them like, I don't know if he's going to make it. No, if that was the case, none of us would have made it. Amen. If people look down on us the way that some of us look down on people, amen, none of us would have made it. If people look down on me, the last thing I would want to do is come back to this church. Amen. You can never forget what God pulled you out of. Amen. You can never forget what God pulled you out of. Think back for a second of where you were when you first came into the church. Think back of what you were hooked on. Just think back of the mindset you came in here with. Amen. All the things that come into play when you first came into the church. See, we come from all walks of life. Amen. But this day, we find ourselves in one place serving one God. We can never forget that, amen? This tells me that even when you know God and he has done great things in your life, you still need to ask him to never let you forget of all the great things that he's done for you. How many are here today and say, you know what? God has done, you know, some great things in my life. Not just one thing, not just two things, amen? Every single day that you wake up is a day that you can say, God, you have done another great thing, another miracle. See, every day that we wake up is a miracle. We can always think back and say, you know what? Somebody didn't wake up today. Amen. Somebody may be dying right now at this moment. We can never forget of the lost people that are still out there, our bread and butter of this ministry. Amen. What we've been called to do. We can't forget our calling. Amen. I have four things here to never forget. And it's number one is never forget what God took you out of. Psalms 106, verse 19 through 23. And the Bible reads, it says, the people made a calf at Mount Sinai. They bowed before an image of gold. They traded their glorious God for a statue of a grass-eating bull. They forgot their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt, such wonderful things in the land of Ham, such awesome deeds at the Red Sea. So he declares he will destroy them, but Moses, his chosen one, stepped between the Lord and the people. He begged him to return from his anger and not to destroy them. See, this portion of scripture is talking about the people of Israel. Amen. And we know that God, Israel was God's chosen people. right? He led them out of Egypt. He used Moses to lead them out of Egypt. They were enslaved. They were having to work super hard, harder than they should have been. They were slaves to the Egyptians, amen? And they forgot of all the great things that God had to do in order for them to even get out of Egypt. They forgot about all the plagues that God had to do. They forgot of how God had to harden Pharaoh's heart. They forgot that God had to send Moses, amen, a man that would question who he was. And they forgot of all these great things that God had to do for them to even get out of Egypt. And when they forgot about that, they built another god, right? They built a statue, and they would bow down to it because they forgot who truly saved them. Here this day, do you remember who saved you that day, right? When you gave your life up to God, do you truly remember? Or are you building a statue right now? Are you building something outside of church that's going to have you bow down to, right? Are you building something? Do you have something going for you right now that you have made that your god? See, whatever you're facing right now, you can't be like the Israelites. Right here in 21, it says they forgot about their Savior. They forgot about God, their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt. And it goes on to say such wonderful things in the land of Ham, such awesome deeds at the Red Sea. See, they seen miracles after miracles after miracles, but yet they forgot of all the things that they've seen. See, here this day, we have seen miracles after miracles. We've seen lives change after lives being changed. We've seen transformation after transformation. Just look at the place we're in now, right? Coming from a funeral home to this church, amen? It's a blessing. But do we remember, you know, going to that church there on the south side? Never forget what God took you out of. I believe when people forget what God has done for them, they lose focus. They lose vision of what God had called them to do. See, the people of Israel were supposed to go into the promised land. God had a special place in store for them, a great place, right? And because they forgot of what God has done. They forgot of everything that he'd done in Egypt and on their way to the promised land. They lost focus of where they were supposed to be. They lost focus of how they were supposed to. See, they were supposed to inherit the promised land. But because of them losing vision and focus and forgetting about God, they weren't able to enter into the promised land. They weren't able to reap the benefits of the promised land. You gotta not forget those nights, amen, those sleepless nights, those days where you were in dope houses and you were paranoid of the cops coming in, but you were more paranoid of the people that were coming after you, amen. You can never forget about that bottle that almost took your life, amen. You can never forget about those days where those pills could have taken your life. You can never forget of all the sadness that you had to go through, of all the sorrow that you went through, of all those sleepless nights of feeling alone. You can never forget those days. Do you remember the emptiness, the void you had before you came to Christ? See, I was empty inside. I didn't have no purpose. I didn't really have a father figure to tell me, hey, you know, do right in school. No, by eighth grade, I was kicked out of school, amen? And from then on, it just kept trickling down, and I didn't feel like I had a purpose, amen? I came to this church empty, with the void missing, and I try to fill it with all these things, having nice cars and having a nice place, having a job and all these drugs and all this partying. I try to fill that empty void that was within my heart, and it was never filled until I came to Christ. I don't forget how empty I was inside. Amen? Too many forget what God took them out of, but still want to reap the benefits that come from the deliverance. God has taken us out of so much things. He's protected us night and night, day after day. There was one time Pastor talked to me, and he was telling me, hey, even when you're there at home and you're asleep, do you know that God's at your door? You know, there could have been a person that wanted to rob your house that night, but God protected your house. He covered you. Those times where you drive to work and you're on the freeway and you might be all right, but there's other drivers out there that could have hit you, but God stepped in the way. We can't forget that God is our protector, amen? Don't forget about your past trials to help you with your future victories, amen? Our past trials are what's going to help us go into our future to help us with our future victories, amen? But what if we forget about our past trials, our past struggles, then it'll be hard to reflect back when it's time to face a new trial to gain victory. Never forget about those past trials, amen? Number two, never forget why God has you where he has you, amen? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10, and I'm going to read it out the Message Bible, and they have it up on the screens. It says, now God has you where he wants you, with all the time in this world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea, and it's all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from a start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we'd done the whole thing. No. We neither make nor save ourselves. God does both, the making and the saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does. The good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had been doing. See, we can't forget why we're here. We can't forget why we're in Victory Outreach. God has given us a vision. He's given us a purpose, amen? We can never forget why we come to service every Friday night, amen? We can never forget those that are still out there lost and bound. God has this church here for a reason, amen? He has Victory Outreach in Milwaukee for a reason. If that was not a truth, then that first pastor that was here would have ended with him. No, but because God seen that we needed this church in this city, he sent another pastor, amen? And he would send another pastor, amen? And then we have Pastor Charlie here. See, if we don't really know why we're here, just stay. Stay focused and know that you're here for a reason. See, we get people who come into our church, into the homes for change. Then when their minds get cleared up, they forget why they came in the first place. See, too many times people come to the church and they come with right motives. They want change. They want something new within their life. And then when their minds begin to clear up, they start focusing on other things. Well, I need to worry about myself. I can't commit a full year to the home. I just don't think that this church is for me. And they come up with all these excuses, amen. But the reason why they came here in the first place is because God had them here. They can. People come up with all kinds of I need Social Security, and I need, I don't want to give up my Quest card, all these dumb things, but yet they're willing to give up all their finances. They're willing to give up their life. They're willing to give up all these things in order to feed their addiction, but they don't want to give up simple things that are going to prosper their life. Don't forget when everyone else around you saw the worst in you. He saw the best in you and is wanting to bring it out of you. See, we could think of King David there in the shepherd's field. Amen. Pastor Charlie's been preaching on it. And we could think of King David when he was there in the shepherd's field. And when they were looking to anoint the king, and they didn't even call upon King David. Right? They didn't even figure him worthy. Amen. His brothers, his father, they didn't even see the best in him. They didn't see him as a warrior. They seen him as a person who tends to the sheep. They didn't even look his way. See, they didn't see the best in him like God seen the best in him. That's why when they were there looking to anoint somebody, they would ask him, hey, do you have another son? Is there another guy out there? And they would say, oh, yeah, you know, we have David. He's a little boy in a shepherd's field. And when he got brought, he got anointed by God because God seen the best in him. And we could think of Saul. on his road to Damascus and how he was there, and he was there to persecute Christians, and he was on the road to Damascus, and the light, you know, the light of God shined upon him and blinded him, right? And then God would give him a vision, and he would speak to Ananias, and he would tell Ananias to go pray for Saul, right? But Ananias seen the worst in him. He said, what? You want me to go pray for that guy? He's after Christians, right? He said, man, I know who Saul is. People know who Saul is. Amen? They seen the worst in Saul, but they didn't see what God seen in him. They didn't see that one day he was going to be the great apostle Paul. Amen? That was going to be preaching and saving thousands, millions. Who knows? Amen? Paul didn't forget Saul and the encounter he had that day that changed his life. What was your road to Damascus? What was your road to Damascus? Amen? As I call up a testimony real quick, I want to call up Brother Keith, amen? And I want him to share of his encounter with God when he was on that road to Damascus and how God blinded him, amen, to see, you know, to truly receive what God had in store for him, amen? And there's many testimonies throughout the church, but as I was studying, the name that came to mind was Brother Keith, amen?
Amen. Well, amen. Well, like Brother David was saying, you know, I was listening to him, and it's ironic that Psalms 103, I was talking to somebody from Tennessee, and they read the exact same thing to me today. But just like David said, you know, we can forget sometimes what God has taken us out of, why he took us out of, and where we should be. I was a crack addict from the time I was 19 till I turned 39, back in 09. You know, I ran the streets in Tennessee. I ran the streets in Wisconsin, doing everything I could do. And my road to Damascus just happened to be over on 25th and Mineral, back August of 09. I had lost everything I had, living in a basement, just really messed up. Nothing. I had on a wife beater and a pair of little bitty shorts, and I was soaking wet, you know, and it was pitiful. But I had made my mind up to go rob the dope man. And just so happened, the dope man lived right there. So I sit down right here on the porch. And while I was sitting there contemplating, I'm either going to rob him, he's going to throw me something, or he's going to give me some credit. Really, at that point, it didn't matter. It was just whatever. But as I sat there, I finally made my mind up. If you've ever been in that situation, you finally say, you know what, let's do this. And I got ready to do it. And as soon as I stepped up, that's when the light shined. And it wasn't like Saul on the road to Damascus, but it was the door of this house that opened up. And it's amazing how God is able to reach out to us in those times where we don't really know, you know, that it's God. We don't even realize it's God or what's taking place, but things happen. But that door opened up, and a brother stuck his head out. He said, hey, you need somebody to talk to? I said, yeah. And I went in, and it was the men's home. I was sitting on the porch of the men's home on 25th and Mineral, amen? And I went in, met Pastor Jamie, Sister Tammy and them, you know, it was in August of 09, and I've been around ever since. And it gets hard. You know, it gets hard to, can I take it somewhere real quick and I'll be out of the way? But it gets hard sometimes. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I know I'm not the only one that goes through things, you know. It comes a time, in my walk, it came a time where I had to rely strictly on the faith in God. You know, it didn't seem like it at times because I was over here, I was over there, I was traveling back and forth to Tennessee, you know, and it got to a place where I wasn't in here as much as I needed to be, you know, and I had to depend on my relationship with Christ. And I was just thinking, I got to thinking about long suffering. And, you know, we think of long suffering, we just think, well, you know, just stay in it till the end. But long suffering, I've come to find out, means so much more. Long suffering is in the face of adversity, doing what's right. Long suffering is when somebody says something bad to you, not to retaliate. Long suffering is not to succumb to trials and circumstances and the things that we're going to go through in this life. You know, and there's a verse in John, think it's John 14, 2 or something, where Jesus is telling his disciples, he said that he's going to his Father's house to prepare a place and that he was going to come back for him. But the thing that sticks in my head is that he also told him, he said, if it weren't so, I wouldn't tell you. And I look back over all that, and I know that God, along the way, has told me stuff and showed me stuff that was supposed to and will take place in my life. And if you out there and you're struggling and it's like, man, why? Just know that if God told you something, Jesus says plainly that he wouldn't have told you if it wasn't so. So just keep on struggling, keep on holding on. And I thank God for my salvation. I thank God for the people of this church when even at times I wasn't an ideal Christian, they still welcome me. You know what I mean? And like Brother David said, you know, we shouldn't look down on people. We shouldn't say this about that person and that, because it causes people. People already in themselves, the devil already plants seed. Well, you didn't go to church Sunday. Ain't used to going next Sunday. You know, but we got to keep on encouraging each other. And one last thing I found, I worked really hard at trying to be the perfect Christian. I worked hard at it. But then I found out there ain't no such thing as a perfect Christian. So now I'm working really hard at being an imperfect person. And that way I'm able to see my mistakes, I'm able to see my flaws, and I'm able to continue to come to church, to Christ, to my family, and get blessed. Amen. So thank y'all for your time, and I appreciate it.
Amen. See, he didn't forget that road to Damascus that he was on, right there at 25th, right? And men are right there outside of the men's home, amen? He doesn't forget. See, God has you exactly where he wants you, and he wants to use you today. We just have to trust in his plans, amen? Like Brother Keith said, you know, you try to be a perfect Christian, amen, and you want to serve God, but you only want to serve him when you become perfect, amen? You'll never serve God if that's the case. Amen. Like he said, we're imperfect people. But the people of Israel, they would come against God and they would make, you know, this statue and all these things. But I didn't have this scripture written down, but it's here in Psalms 106:43. It says, again and again, he rescued them, but they chose to rebel against him, and they were finally destroyed by their sins. Even so, he pitied them in their distress and listened to their cries. He remembered his covenant with them and relented because of his loving, of his unfailing love. 46 says, he even caused their captors to treat them with kindness. Amen. That's the type of God that we serve. Even if we turn against him, amen, he's still there to help us out. He's still there to hear the cries of his people. Amen. Number 3, never forget where God wants to take you. Exodus chapter 3, verse 17. It says, I have promised to rescue you from your oppression in Egypt. I will lead you to a land flowing with milk and honey, the land where the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites now live. See, like Brother Keith was saying, that God, Jesus went before us to prepare a land for us. Amen. And he has a land, a perfect land in store for us. We can't forget about heaven that waits for us right around the corner. Amen. Some of us, we get impatient and we just want to do it our way. And it's like, man, why can't heaven just come today? Maybe you're not ready for that time to come. Amen. Maybe you're not ready to face death. Amen. To go before the judge. Too many remember what God took them out of, but forget the promises God gave them. See, he gave the Israelites a promise to prepare a land flowing with milk and honey. He made a promise to the Israelites, right? And I can say that God has given me a promise. Has God given you a promise? And like Keith was saying, that he wouldn't give you a promise unless he had the promise waiting for you. But it's up to us, amen, to not be like those Israelites that bowed on to false gods that make statues our gods. We can't be those people that just forget of all the great things that took place each and every service that we come. we come to him, man. I believe if we come to this church every service with our hearts open, God is there to speak to us each and every service. And not just at each and every service, every prayer meeting that we have at our households, every Bible study that we read, everything that every relationship, every connection that we make with God, we can have an encounter with God. But are you truly praying to God? Are you truly praying to the Lord of the harvest? Are you truly getting into his words to get the promises, the benefits out of his word? Never forget where God wants to take you, amen? And if you feel like, man, I haven't heard from God. I really don't have a promise from God. I haven't been digging into God's word and I haven't received a promise from God. I put here, if you are a part of this ministry, God has promised to go before us, to level the mountains, give us treasures out of darkness, and we are to inherit the nations. Our promise scriptures, Isaiah 45:2-3, Isaiah 54:2-3, amen. If you feel like you haven't received a promise from God, you are here in this church because God has promised us to inherit the nations, amen. It's quiet, amen. Are you one of those that are you one of the descendants that are willing to go out to inherit the nations, to fulfill the promise that God has given our founders, Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie? Are you one of those descendants that are ready to go out? Brother Felipe is ready. Amen. Are you ready to go out? See, God can call you today to go to another city. God can call you tomorrow. It could be next year, but God is calling people every single day. But are you listening to that still voice of God? When you forget about God's promises, you can lose gratefulness for all the things that he has done for you and all the things that he is going to do for you. When you forget about God, you forget about all those hard times you had. Amen. When you forget about God, and I'm talking about in Christ. When you forget about God, you forget about all those struggles in Christ that you had. All those days where you felt like, man, I don't even want to come to church. All those mornings that you wanted to wake up late and not pray before you left. All those days. Amen. When you forget about God, you lose gratefulness in your heart. You can say, man, what do I have to be grateful for? You're alive this night. That's why you should be grateful, amen? But when we forget, every single morning is a blessing. We'll forget about his gratefulness towards us, his unfailing love. And number four, never forget what Jesus went through for us, amen? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24-25. It says, he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds we are healed. Verse 25, once we were like sheep who were wandering away, but now you have turned to your shepherd with the guardians of your soul. I'm going to read that again. It's powerful. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. Like Brother Felipe's scripture was talking about. Amen. Living for what is right. By his wounds we are healed. Once we were like sheep who wandered away, but now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls. We can never forget what Jesus did on the cross. We can never forget. And with that, I'm going to play a video, but for some, there might be a couple kids here. It's a little graphic. Amen. It's nothing out of the ordinary, but I just thought I'd throw it out there if you can play the video.
The more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's the more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you. Drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace.
Amen. As I was watching that video, it really sunk in of what he truly did. Amen. I mean, it was just a little video clip, yeah, but what really took place on that cross for our sins. He didn't deserve to die that horrible death that he died, but he did it because he knew that one day we were going to need that cross. He knew that one day there was going to be people that were going to be lost and bound and hurting, that wouldn't be able to face the same thing that he faced. We can never forget that day that he was there and he was getting beaten. You can see in the video that people were beating him so much that they got tired. Can you imagine the tiredness that he was of getting beat? That people were just lashing him and beating him and spitting on him, amen? I believe with every step he took, every drop of spit, every hit, every drop of blood, every word that was said to him, he remembered who and what he was doing it for. See, we need to realize that he had us in mind when he was taking it to the cross. God had us in mind when he sent Jesus to come down here to pay the ultimate sacrifice. We can't forget that we're here for a reason. And it's not just for us to be saved. That'll be selfish. It's not just for us to come to church every single service, service after service, without bringing people. Amen? You need to realize this day that everybody, you know, is here for a reason, that there's people dying every single day without knowing the love of Christ and going straight to hell. And some of that is our fault because we don't go out and preach the gospel how we've been called to preach the gospel. We've been saved for a reason. And it's just not to just come to the church day after day, night after night, waking up every single day. We all have a purpose. We all have a place in this church. We all have a special place in God's heart. And if that wasn't true, I don't believe that he would have sent his son to die a painful, a horrible death, to the point where he couldn't even be recognized. That's how bad they beat him, for no reason. But there was a reason behind him taking the beating, and it was us, amen? Don't forget the broad path that many are on right now. You were a part of that many that were being led straight to destruction. See, and the good news about that is the cross. Amen? The Bible talks about the narrow path that few will find. This day we found that narrow path. But it's not just for us to just stay on that narrow path by ourselves. Amen? It's for us to lead people to that narrow path. There's so many people on that broad path that are being led straight to destruction, even in the church. Amen? As a whole, even in the church. We can't forget about the cross. We can't forget about Jesus. We can't forget about them whippings that he was taking. We can't forget about, you know, people denying him. We can't forget about all those people who spat on him. That's something that we have to hold dear to our heart. When you remember of all that God has done for you and is doing, you'll have an attitude of gratitude. A gratefulness to go forward no matter what takes place. And in return, getting double for your trouble. As the worship team makes their way. I don't know about you, but sometimes you just need to see it to really comprehend what was taking place. Sometimes you need to just see what was taking place. The blood that was shed on that cross. Amen. The pain that he had to suffer, the whippings that he had to endure, amen, for us to be here this night, we need to really, really see it to comprehend. Man, that was terrible. And for us to come to church day in and day out and not do something about the lost and the bound, shame on us. Shame on us as Christians, if we can call ourselves that. Hear this day, never forget. Never forget of all the things that you went through. Never forget of the pain and the suffering that you had to go through. But you need to remember that pain and suffering that you are going through is nothing compared to the pain and the suffering that Jesus took. See, we deserve that pain and that suffering that we put ourselves through. We put ourselves into the mess that we got ourselves into. Jesus put himself in the mess for us to get out of what we put ourselves into. As we all stand, I want to close in the book of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 5. And it says, "Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you." Remember who saved you. Who's leading you by his truth, and who we should put our hope in. He's led us out of Egypt. He saved us from the hands of our enemies. He's got a place in store for each and every one of us. We should put our hope in God. But are you putting your hope in God this night? It gets hard at times. But the Bible never says that you're going to not face trials and tribulations, amen? But the trials you face are nothing compared to what Jesus faced. Let's be grateful here this night. Let's give God what he deserves. He deserves our life. He sent his son so that we can have life and life in abundance. We can't forget, people. We can't forget why we're here. We can't forget why we're in the city of Milwaukee. We can't forget why God sent his son to die on the cross. We can't forget of the promises that God has given us to inherit the nations. We can't forget of all those things. If we forget about it, the people that are coming behind us are going to forget about it. Our children will forget about it. Those that are out there are going to forget about it if we forget about the love of God. As we begin to worship God, I'm going to open up the altars. And if God spoke to you in any way,